Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Tropical storm warnings being issued in Massachusetts as Hurricane Lee barrels toward New England. A tropical storm warning is currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. Forecasters are warning of wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour, surge flooding, and heavy rainfall. Lee currently a Category 1 hurricane about 180 miles west of Bermuda. The National Weather Service, though, says Lee will pass offshore of New England tomorrow, but its impact will be felt far from the storm center because of its size. Hunter Biden indicted yesterday on federal firearms charges.
Court filing shows the president's son has been charged with three federal criminal counts. Two counts are related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. It's the first time the Justice Department has filed charges against the son of a U.S. president. The charges come after a plea deal fell apart earlier this summer with prosecutors.
Thousands of members of the United Automobile Workers Union went on strike today at three plants in the Midwestern states of Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. The union and companies General Motors, Ford Motor, and Stellantis, and its parent company Chrysler remain deadlocked in negotiations over increases in wages in response to inflation, improvements to retiree pensions and health care, and a shorter work week. A luxury cruise ship that's been stuck for 3 days after running aground off the coast of Greenland was pulled free yesterday. It was rescued by a joint Arctic command. There have been no reports of injuries aboard the ship. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A new study from Gallup and the Walton Family Foundation released yesterday found that members of Gen Z, those between the ages of 12 and 26, generally lack trust in political and societal institutions. The poll shows that institutions the generation does trust most are the military, the medical system, and science, while institutions with the least trust are the presidency, the news, and Congress. David Ermold and David Moore, the same-sex couple from Kentucky, suing former Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis for denying them marriage licenses on multiple occasions. Each has been awarded $50,000 in damages. Davis held that issuing the licenses would mean violating her Christian convictions against same-sex marriage. The Emmy award-winning series Stranger Things from Netflix has released a line of 7 ice cream flavors inspired by the Scoops Ahoy ice cream shop that's featured in the show's 3rd season. The new frozen treats, appropriately dubbed Scoops Ahoy ice cream, available exclusively at Walmart. Those 7 flavors are supposedly okay, including one made with activated charcoal. Taste testers say they aren't thrilled with the flavor, and it actually stains their teeth. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Friday to you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Alex Kaiser is going to be joining us in just a moment. His new book, The Street Economist, 15 Economics Lessons That Everyone Should Know. The Chilean-German lawyer is an international lecturer and author. He argues that many damaging policies have bled into society and threatened to undo the gains provided by the free market economy worldwide. Hear, hear. Alex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, really, I appreciate all the hard work here and the pushback that is so needed, because especially young Americans, young people around the world are being fed something that is really not consistent with good economic policy.
Yes, that's exactly right, because when they go to school, they then go to university, their teachers and professors don't know anything about economics, and then they tend to be collectivist and socialist. And so it's not, any wonder that among Gen Zers and the new generations, socialism is gaining a lot of support. And it's based on ignorance and the fact that, you know, the narrative that prevails at schools, in society at large, I would say, even the media, is not very much in favor of free market capitalism, which is the only way to, you know, to have progress. And so that's why I wrote the book, because it's a book that is very accessible. Everyone can understand it. It's, you don't have to know math or anything to know basic principles of economics. And it has been a best-selling book everywhere where it has, where it has been published, because people need and want to know these things, and they don't.
It's common sense, Alex, when it comes down to it. See, you know, I grew up in a business world, and in an environment that said that you had to be able to produce results. And the people that were most successful were the ones that could not only produce, but they could project and say, okay, this is the model. This is what you do. If, you know, so 1 + 1 = 2. And what happens in today's environment, like you say, you get these professors who come in that have never worked in the world, and they live in the realm of the theoretical. They've never actually done it themselves, and somehow they convince themselves, as they remain in their silos, that somehow it's like they play God and think that in their minds and with their ideas, they could do better than what millions of people before them have done. I mean, to me, it's that basic, and I think instinctively, especially the young people, they can kind of figure this out, because it's a little bit, I say often on this show, Axel, that it's a little bit like the law of gravity. go ahead and defy the law of gravity, and you're going to learn the hard way that it hurts. And there are some forces of law in nature's man that exists in this sphere that when you're true to that, you get the kind of results that that you expect. But there's so many, you know, forces and governmental forces. Socialism is so evil because it really mediocritizes and minimizes a person's effectiveness.
Absolutely. But, you know, it took us a lot of effort in the Western world to get rid of superstition in the natural sciences or in the natural mm-hmm. realm. So the same is happening with economics. It takes a lot of effort to explain to people that, you know, how the price system works, that you shouldn't fix prices, that the centralized solutions are not effective and tend to produce corruption and very bad results and things like that. And so we have a lot of work to do. And, you know, in pre-modern times, we used to believe that something would happen because some god was mad or it was some kind of magic done by your enemies or whatever. And now we believe that government will somehow magically solve all problems if it has more power. And so we have to fight this superstition by enlightening people, by showing them what is the truth. So if we don't do this effort, and that's why I wrote this book, because it's, as I said, it's very easy to understand. So the economists usually in the ivory tower, they write text that no one understands, only themselves. And so
exactly.
they keep this away from the street economists.
Right.
That's why I call it the street economists as opposed to the, you know, ivory tower economists who are mm-hmm. speaking in a jargon that no one understands and are not making a big difference in the end in terms of how people think, with the exception of economists who speak about big government, because politicians adore this type of economists because they give mm-hmm. they offer a justification for their own power, to increase their own power. So,
right.
Yes, you are absolutely right. But it's, again, we have to get rid of superstition and false fantasies, and we have
exactly.
people. Unfortunately, schools and universities are not doing that, are doing the opposite.
Right. Well, you know, what we have on our side is reality, though, Alex, actually, is that we have the reality. We've got the truth, in a sense, because these things that big government, and particularly here in America today, they're so obvious. You know, it's like, first of all, you get a president who comes in and says, okay, we're going to kill the oil sector. We're going to, you know, I know you were energy independent, but that's so unnecessary because we got a better idea. Okay, well, you're going to just take that away. Well, you've pummeled us. You have pummeled us right across the board, and the people that are feeling the greatest pain are the ones who can't afford it, which is, you know, about 60% of America living to paycheck to paycheck. This is the reality, to your point, just in one case of big government thinking somehow they know better than the masses. And every time big government comes in, and it happens to be associated with one party over another here in this country, this is the disaster that ensues. So it goes back to what I said earlier. It's the violation of the law of gravity. You violate something that basic, and you hit the ground, it hurts. So I don't know how many more times here in America people have to fall off the roof to realize that the law of gravity and these other laws are preeminent, and they will be served like it or not. And it's up to us to, adjust accordingly, take control of these areas, and not allow big government to come in and socially engineer something that they really don't know anything about, do they?
They know nothing about it, and they are all serving interest groups. You know, the many, mm-hmm. you know, companies have done a lot of money, have made a lot of money out of this green energy policies. And I tell you, being a German myself, and I spend a lot of time living in Germany, if there mm-hmm. is one country in the world that has embraced, I call it green fascism, because
yes.
It's an ideology. It's sort of totalitarian, because if you argue against it, you are canceled right away, you lose your job, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. And Germany has spent over €500 billion in renewable energies, and the price of energy and the cost of energy in Germany is one of the highest in the world. It has been a complete disaster. They made themselves dependent on Russian gas and things like that, and we see how that played out. And
exactly.
they are in a process of deindustrialization. So I think the U.S. can learn a lot from the German failure. And it's because of this ideology, the elites
exactly.
push an agenda. an ideology, mm-hmm. and they try to impose it to everyone, but they don't pay the cost themselves. So that's
I want you to feel better. You stopped at $500 billion. America's at $5 trillion and counting. This is how insane this is, right? And to your point, go ahead.
It's completely insane, and the cost is being paid by the poorest in society, mostly. And you know, these other people are not, quitting, are not taking the private jets to everywhere, mm-hmm. to every place.
Exactly. I'll tell you, we've got to go to break. We got more from Axel after this. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, what you love about the Europeans is their names can go on for like a paragraph. You know, Axel Kaiser is, you know, we refer to him as Axel Kaiser, but his full name is Axel Kaiser Behrens von Hohenhagen. And I hope I'm not messing that up too badly there, Axel, so forgive me. He's a Chilean German lawyer, a master in investments, commerce, and arbitration, master of arts, doctor of philosophy from the University of Heidelberg in Germany, best-selling author who has won several international prizes for his writing, such as the Hayek Essay Contest from the Mount Pelerin Society. I like what Phil Graham, who has been on our show, economist and author and former chair of the Senate Banking Committee and former vice chair of UBS Investment Bank, had to say about this book. He says, if you want to understand the world you live in and how it works and don't have 5 years to get a PhD in economics, I suggest you read Alex Kaiser's The Street Economist. Dr. Kaiser explains economics the way my mama did. This short, simple book tells you everything you need to know to understand the world you live in and how to make it better. Wow, what an endorsement, Axel. And he's so right. I mean, this book, I mean, you think with all the wisdom that you have to share in these 15 economic lessons, you think this has got to be 300 pages. No, this is 100 pages of incredible wisdom and insight. Wow, you know, it's almost cheating. You know?
Yeah. You know, I'm very happy with the result because I have been studying economics for decades and reading a lot. And, you know, and so it is a challenge to translate all of that into a few examples that are very easy to understand and that are accessible to everyone, basically, because this book has been a success among young people, 15-year-old school, you know, boys and girls,
yes,
university students, and also, this is very important, average folk, like the delivery guy, the Uber driver, you know, it's not for the elites, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy that Phil took the time to read it, and he thought this was great, and actually the only condition he asked me for was that we send a couple of books to him because he wanted to give them to his grandchildren. So
yes, wow, that's quite the compliment. And the thing is about the common sense outline of these 15 lessons here, they're quite adaptable, as you say. I mean, and I would say, you know, okay, elites, they got a leg up, you know, that they may have a big bankroll already in their pocket. But even still, if you want to leverage that bankroll all the more, these 15 practical lessons that you outline here would help them immensely. Like, for example, lesson one, to work is to live, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I started from the easiest thing and or the most important, I think, idea to remember, and then it starts a little bit increasing in complexity. It's never mm-hmm. very, very hard, but it increases in complexity. But to work is to live. We had forgotten that in the West because we expect government to pay for our bills, you know, and we have entitlement and we have bankrupted nations all over the West because we basically spend too much money for things like Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and many other things that, you know, are out of control, basically. Mm-hmm. So,
they cripple human productivity, don't they, Axel?
They destroy human productivity and they make people dependent mm-hmm. on government. And when you are dependent on someone, then you lose your own agency. You lose your dignity. You lose your freedom, basically. You become like, I always compare this with the lion and the zoo. The lion gets the meat, but the real lion is the one that's hunting in the savannah, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they kill your natural instincts to prosper, to stand on your own feet, to be vital, to be strong, and to have self-esteem. They destroy that, and then they make you dependent on their own power, and the power they want to concentrate in their own hands, and they make you believe that without them you are lost, right? Because mm-hmm. they're getting a paycheck every month or something, and this is evil, I think, and so that's why I remind people that working, it's not only a source of dignity, but economically, it's what everyone has to do in order to survive. If we don't mm-hmm. work, someone else has to work for you so that you can survive.
Well,
and
exactly.
That's very immoral. You have to force someone else to pay for your bills. And this is what government does with redistribution. And
You're exactly right. Well, the thing is, see, I look at it in the spirit of what God said. God told us to be fruitful and multiply. So, you know, it's a mandate from God himself. So when we honor God by doing that, we find we're happier. Lesson two, where there's no way we're going to get to all 15, and that's probably a good point because we're teasing you here a little bit, because then you realize you need to get your hands on the book to read all 15. And the thing is you will make notes in this book, and you will make sure that this book does not leave you. And you can buy extras, and then you can share the wisdom with your friends because it will go a long way, and they will thank you very much for doing it. Lesson two, there are only two ways to make a living. You were kind of suggesting that just a moment ago. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Lesson two is there is only two ways to make a living, from your own effort or from someone else's effort or work. So it's what happens to children, right? Children are supported by their parents. Okay, we understand that because they are children. They are not, you know, capable of supporting themselves. But when you are an adult and you are not paying your own bills, someone else has to work for you, and he has to do it for free. That means you are coercing someone into paying your bills, which is completely immoral. And that is what the government does when it takes money away from Peter in order to pay Paul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second lesson, that is, it is indisputable in economic terms. You pay your own bills or someone else has to pay the bills for you, you know. And so then comes the moral reflection about this. Is it moral to expect someone else to pay my bills and to take away the fruits of their labor forcefully. And I don't think it's moral. And I have never met anyone who has told me that was moral, because if we believe that was a moral thing to do, then slavery would be moral. You know?
Exactly.
Because,
right.
Yeah, definition of a slave is someone who works for someone else and cannot, you know, keep the fruits of his labor. So that's lesson two. And so, and then I go to the next lesson, and then I explain price theory and capital theory and free trade and things with very simple examples, so that people don't fall into the traps that politicians and sometimes even economists tell them on television and on the media, that the government has to take care and that we have to, you know, fix prices or centrally planned solutions for the economy and things like that. Because if you understand economics, you will know that they don't work. It is important for them to work. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You will be worse off after that.
Right. You say in lesson three, supply is demand, demand is supply.
Exactly. So this is something that we have forgotten also. You know, the Keynesian mentality that government can create prosperity by spending money, it's one of the most destructive ideas in the history of economic thinking. And this is as simple as that. Let's imagine a barter economy where you don't have money, because money confuses people. But in a barter economy, if you want to go and get a kilo of tomato, you have to offer something in return, right? So you have to go, and let's say you go fishing and you get some trout or whatever, and you go and you exchange 1 kilo of trout for 1 kilo of tomato. So you can only demand the tomato, because at the same time you have something to offer, which is the fish that you went and got, right? And so you are at the same time demanding the tomato, but someone else is demanding the fish. And that's why you can do the exchange. It's as simple as that. So, you know, supply and demand are two sides of the exact same coin. Now, you have money, people get confused, and they think, oh, if government prints money and spends money, then everyone is going to be better off, because you will have aggregate demand and then more things are going to be produced. And it's a complete disaster, because you are not producing more, you are just spending more money, which is just a medium of exchange, and then what you are doing is simply to create inflation. That's it.
Right.
And so the stock of society, the wealth does not increase. That's why we have to keep in mind this very old lesson, but it has been forgotten even by Nobel-winning economists.
Exactly. The Street Economist, 15 Economic Lessons Everyone Should Know. Get your hands on the book, available at all the usual places, from Axel Kaiser. Axel, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. You take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance. And in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Tropical storm warnings being issued in Massachusetts as Hurricane Lee barrels towards New England. That tropical storm warning currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. Hunter Biden indicted yesterday on federal firearms charges. Thousands of members of the United Automobile Workers Union went on strike today at three plants in Midwestern states of Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. They are deadlocked with the big three motor companies in negotiations over increases in wages in response to inflation, improvements to retiree pensions and health care, and a shorter work week. A luxury cruise ship that's been stuck for 3 days after running aground off the coast of Greenland was pulled free yesterday. Thankfully, there have been no reports of injuries aboard the ship. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest is the author of Divided We Stand, but you might say not too good, really. Former Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis joins us now. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be with you, Bill.
Well, it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, but, it's always good to hear your voice and to have your insight, especially at a time for such as this, Robert, because here it is. The president is really, number one, evading the most important job that he has as president, and that is to secure we the people. Our national security is compromised at every turn. His representation as president, as the chief executive officer, the commander in chief, whether it's in Maui, Hawaii, whether it is with the Gold Star families and how he's misrepresenting the Afghan exit, which will always be associated with this president. And when you go back, this was the beginning of the end of the Joe Biden administration, in my humble opinion. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. The Gold Star families have really, testified to the bankruptcy of the Biden administration, given their Afghan withdrawal. And I'd argue that it was that Afghan withdrawal that gave the courage to the likes of Vladimir Putin to invade, Ukraine as well. And now more than 100,000 lives have been lost, and there's a war on the ground that's going to continue. And of course, it's emboldened the Chinese that not only breach our airspace, but test us at every corner, whether in the Bering Straits or in South America, and, of course, infiltrate people through our southern border. So, yes, it's not only a failure, it's a significant, dramatic national security failure that could potentially bring great harm to this nation.
Why are we surprised? I mean, look it. We were led to believe from 51, you know, top intelligence, you know, operatives that the Hunter laptop was, Russian disinformation. It's been these intelligence officers who also said that in all the years of Joe Biden's experience, even though he was, selected by Barack Obama because of his national security chops, they kind of laughingly stated that he's never, in all his years of experience, never got anything right when it comes to national security. And now here he is as the commander in chief, and he just absolutely obliterates in the worst way imaginable, Robert. I mean, a fifth grader would not have exited Afghanistan in the manner in which this president did. And a fifth grader would not leave our southern border wide open to over 100 documented terrorists, especially, you know, that not that many weeks away from 9/11, when it only took 19 to do the damage that they did. And Joe Biden has soldered the gates open in some of the areas so that they cannot even close the gates. He's soldered them open, and yet his administration insists that he's doing such a great job.
Yeah, well, they lie, of course. We all know that. He's a puppet of, you know, those that are manipulating him behind the scenes, likely Barack Obama and a few other leftists that are, you know, pulling his strings.
I think it has to go higher than that, Robert. I really do. I think the deep state, and it's more and more as we're starting to understand, and I think we can, appreciate Donald Trump's insight, because nobody talked about the deep state before. And I was talking with a couple of experts, and they said, you know, because I said the deep, I insist that the deep state is the fourth branch of government. And he said, no, actually, he goes, there's actually six branches of government. I said, okay, break it down for me. He goes, well, you've got, you know, and the other three come out of the deep state. You have the administrative state within the deep state. You've got the FBI and the Justice Department as another element. And then you have the NGOs. So those are the other three branches within the deep state. And so my question to him, Robert, and he's a guy that knows because he's there in the beltway and he sees the underbelly. I says, like any organization, as you know, Robert, somebody's got to be in charge. Who is at the top of the deep state? Who is the one that is really the serious lever puller? And I don't think it's Barack Obama. He could very well be part and parcel. I agree with you. But I don't think that he's, he's number one of the deep state.
Yeah, I have over 50 years in this area, so I've written a book, The Deeper State, because of the spiritual dimension on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, and President Trump sent me a personal note about that book, and he praised it as very insightful. Yeah, I understand the deep state probably better than even some of the authors other than myself out there, because I've lived it inside, and I continue, and I can't go into detail, but I continue to be inside. Yeah, the organizations of the federal government. So, yes, you're right in terms of the administrative state. I know how that works in spades. Yes, the certain elements of our security and law enforcement community, and you pointed out the 51 former personnel that signed the letter for Mr. Biden saying there's nothing, the Russian collusion. You know, those they spend, everybody spends in Washington. You just have to be able to sort out what's spin and what's part truth and what is the truth. And and that's why, you know, when I write about divided, when I write about the Russian Chinese alliance against the West, when I write about the kings of the East and what the Chinese are doing through the media, through the elite capture, through all these other mechanisms, you know, it's based upon personal experience, which dates back many, many decades for not only me, but some of the family members and some of the people that I can't even talk about that are inside the so-called deep state. So, yes, it's real. Yeah. It's something of great concern. It's quite frankly, I'm very concerned about what it's doing to our armed forces, much less to our security mechanisms, the FBI and the like. And I know people that are in all these organizations, and they, for the most part, feel very, very violated by some of the political shenanigans that take place. And the last one, the NGO community, little do most people understand, and I go into it in a number of my books, how the NGO community influences not only the people on the Hill, but also inside the federal government and the roles they play.
Yeah. Robert, how can we get this country back on track if there is an element that is higher yet than the three branches of government that most people think should be in control of our government based on our Constitution, and we have such a powerful force as the deep state that is beyond accountability?
Well, there are a number of things. You know, of course, we began with the 51 signers of the Constitution, with people that actually understood that, you know, it was the, they're governed, we should be governed by the consent of the people. We aren't right now. We're governed by, you know, politicians in Washington and their dictates to regulations and laws and the like. And then, of course, I think we need to have more pluralism, which we don't have right now. The two main parties aren't doing all that well, quite frankly. And then there's this whole spiritual issue that some people dismiss. And I go into great details into how it actually has influence. And I have very personal experience in Washington in this regard. I've seen, you know, the marks of very, very demonic things taking place within the powers of government, to include the White House and the Congress. And only people that have a similar background can quite appreciate how dark this place can often be. And the likes of the corrupt Biden family and how that gets into power and how it sustains itself is something that those of us that have seen this really come to understand and unfortunately fear for the United States in the future.
Well, if you don't mind, Robert, I'd like to do a little deeper dive regarding this dark cloud and this spiritual battle that's taking place, because this is real, and we report on this here on this radio show as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads from a biblical worldview. Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods, has opened people's eyes as if we need their eyes more open, when all it takes is you look out and see what's happening in the street. Our kids are being chemically castrated. We've got men dressing up as women, you know, trying to sexually groom them. I mean, we are at such perverted lows in our culture today that it is alarming, no doubt. Robert McGinnis is with us, and he will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, great to have you with us on this Friday morning. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with a former Army Lieutenant Colonel and author of the book, Divided We Stand. Robert McGinnis is with us. Robert, let's talk about the book first, Divided We Stand, The Globalist Scheme for a One World Government. For those of us who understand where the world is heading, going toward a one-world government should be no surprise, right?
Absolutely. We're in a cultural revolution, Bill, and we have been for a number of years, and it's only accelerated under the likes of Mr. Biden. The purpose of a cultural revolution is the redefinition of an entire society. You know, I personally saw that in the early 70s. I visited southern China during their cultural revolution. Of course, the French had a cultural revolution in the late 1700s, which radically transformed that culture. And then, of course, the Russians did under Vladimir Lenin. You know, they took over in 1917 and then used all the implements of government to transform society into what became the Soviet state. So division, though, historically, all the way back to Genesis 3, has been the primary tool of a cultural revolution. They divide people along race, gender, religion, economic issues and the like. And really, that's what I explore in here. Mm-hmm. Of course, you laid out many of those things that a cultural revolution has done under the Biden administration, and the list is pretty sad. But we have seen the division just ramp up to a point that it has really got this nation torn apart. Not that different, quite frankly, than in 1860 when the Democrats and the Republicans basically went to fisticuffs over the issue of slavery, and it just tore the nation apart, literally resulting in 630,000 dead. I hope we don't go there, but quite frankly, there are a lot of people that are very angry this day.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing that some people may be deluded in thinking, Robert, is that because there is a resistance, and you do have a number of common sense people, I would dare say the silent majority looks at this and they can see quite clearly. But, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is the same kind of model, just like you said, whatever happened in Russia, whatever happened in France, you did have those people that saw the clear writing on the wall. But, you know, they chose to really not to take this thing seriously. And by the time they decided to take it seriously, it was too late. And maybe this is where we're heading, because, you know, we're following a model of, you know, of empires and nations before us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Ecclesiastes and King Solomon, nothing new under the sun. And then King Nebuchadnezzar, the writing on the wall there by the prophet Daniel. You know, the reality is that this is as much spiritual as it is anything else. And I alluded to in the first segment, Bill, that, you know, I know the dark side. My mother was the personal assistant to Jean Dixon, the psychic that went in and out of the White House under Roosevelt and others over many years. I stayed in one of her homes when I was a cadet at West Point. I have been involved inside the NGO world in Washington, D.C. as the vice president of policy for the Family Research Council. I've been appointed to a position by Trent Lott down there in, what was Trent from? Louisiana, Mississippi. I've been in and out of the White House. I've been manipulated by, you know, past administrations to, you know, send out a story that I write about in Divided We Stand about how we, you know, went to war in Iraq, you know, for all the wrong reasons, and because we were being manipulated by the likes of Dick Cheney and even George W. Bush. They lied to us. And I had proof of it. I was inside, recruited by Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, and because I was a Fox News analyst, I had great, you know, leverage in the public's eye on these issues. I write about that in this book and how divided we became as a direct result and manipulated. So I was one of the authors of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the Pentagon. They almost, you know, took me away because I was doing things that the Clinton administration didn't like. So, you know, since 72, I have been inside the belly of the beast, and I still reside there. And the only way I continue to be there is because God allows that.
Amen. Yeah. And you refer to the dark side, that there is this demonic aspect that's within our government. You know, break that down as best you can, all things considered, Robert, because, again, you know, we tell people all the time, you know, this is a spiritual battle that we're in. But sometimes it's very difficult for people to really understand that the demonic is well entrenched, that their eyes are not lying to them. What they're seeing happening in our government, the cold-heartedness of a president who can't seem to acknowledge 13 of our servicemen who were murdered for all intent and purposes there in Afghanistan, the destruction that happened in Maui, and he is so cold-hearted and not so empathetic. It is amazing that here we are following the leader of this commander-in-chief.
It is demonic. I was in an airport a couple of years ago here in Washington. Someone knew that I had been outspoken about the darkness, the dark cloud over Washington. They confirmed that. They now understand what I was talking about. You know, I have had people that are self-avowed witches come up and tell me that, you know, they know who I am. Jesus Christ lives in my life.
Right.
They also, you know, whether or not, you know, it's through some of these radical agendas, and I've been on, you know, international broadcasts and listened to the other side that I'm debating, and they warn the host that I'm a radical evangelical. Well, that's true. They also understand that, you know, when we look at what's going on inside the federal government, I've been in classified meetings where NGOs that if I called out, which I won't here, if I called them out, you know precisely how dark they are, and yet they are having influence inside, you know, our administrations. And this isn't this administration necessarily, but there are plenty of them here. I, you know, because the network that I travel in are people that are deep inside our federal government. And so they tell me things that they personally experience or I experience, and there's no question in my mind about the darkness of what Washington's all about. And, of course, you know, the likes of the Russians and their KGB or FSB, the likes of the Chinese and their spy networks, which are very extensive, they are manipulating and using, you know, the people that are malleable within our federal government to not only spy but also turn their backs and become evil, downright evil in their own ways in which they betray the United States. So, yeah, there's a lot of that. And I think to a certain degree that's why Mr. Trump, you know, sent me that personal note saying he understands. You know, when I say the deeper state, it's not just the administrative state. It's the spiritual issue here.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, people need to understand, is these demonic-controlled individuals who, you know, can talk to you, and they probably talk to you a little bit, maybe to, you know, I don't know, hope for some exoneration or something. I don't understand, but they probably, you know, here they are. They're surrendered to the dark side, are they not?
Absolutely. I have an entire chapter, Satan's Work Among the Vulnerable and Powerful. You know, if you really have any contact with these people, and I have, you begin, you know, their eyes are not shining red necessarily, but their words and their agendas are, and it's frightening. I don't like to do some of the things that I have to do in the course of, you know, talking about this, but God has allowed, certainly in my case, the opportunity to speak out. And I get castigated in the, by the leftist press for being not only a Christian, but for being outspoken on issues that are very dark and trying to take over the country that I love. And so I get accused of being a traitor to, you know, this country. No, I'm not a traitor, not any more than George Washington or Abraham Lincoln were.
Exactly.
But I'm calling out the facts on the ground and what I see and also what my spirit tells me is the truth.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Robert, where we are right now, the truth is an offense in our culture today because it wants to see things according to their own eyes. They want to be self-justified. And the truth, and this is what scares them so much about Donald Trump. Not that he's a perfect man. I don't think God has assigned him to be the Messiah. Nothing like that. But he brings a lot of truth and narrative, you know, to the public square. And so often, you know, where they malign Donald Trump, I mean, they spent, 4 years where, you know, according to MRC, 95% of what was reported on was purposely negative. They were afraid of Donald Trump. They needed to do everything they could stamp him down because when the truth comes out and the light of truth shines on them, I mean, they're like cockroaches. You know, they've got to scramble, and they're well entrenched right now, no doubt. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize, again, Divided We Stand, which has just been released, the globalist scheme for a one-world government, and how people can get their hands on your book, Robert.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other good places. We need to understand that truth does matter. And you know, the message of Jesus Christ is very clear. I've traveled in most of the world, and it's a very uncomfortable place, but everywhere I meet Christians, they want the United States and the Christians here in this country to continue to proclaim the truth. And they want to see that from our government. Unfortunately, it's gone south at this point. And we no longer are the beacon on the hill as we once were, but we need to return to that as soon as we can.
Yeah, they're looking for that light, and you can't blame them. He's the former Army Lieutenant Colonel and author of Divided We Stand. Robert McGinnis has been our guest. Colonel, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Thanks, Bill.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. This is how we do.